loses. It's You Laugh, You Lose with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, Trumpets Mean, it's time for You Laugh, You Lose again, where Kelly and I sling jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. It's all for this fun little You Laugh, You Lose Supreme Victor trophy. And I believe I was the loser last time. So, Kelly, that would be me going first. All right. Kelly, if a human raced a dinosaur on foot, who would win?
I don't know who would win.
Yeah, the human, because dinosaurs are dead. Thanks.
Really excellent point.
Yeah.
Really excellent point.
I believe you didn't
point.
Get that.
I can't believe I didn't get that either. Wow. Thinking man's joke.
That's right.
Okay. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
You know what's the worst?
What?
When you're singing a song in the car and the artist gets the song wrong. Gets the wrong words. Don't you hate that? When the artist like screws it up?
Don't you hate it when you screw up your own joke?
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah.
I do hate that.
Kelly, there was once a king that was only 12 inches tall.
Yeah.
Yeah, terrible king, great ruler.
Great ruler. Yep. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
I fought off a bear in my pajamas once.
Wow, okay.
No idea how he got into them.
Oh, hey now. Is that what you call your husband?
It's not, actually. It's not, but I'll start.
Maybe you should.
All right.
Hey, bear.
Hey, bear.
Kelly, take your problem, put it in a glass of water. That's my tip. Stir it well, and now you have a solution. Not really a joke, more like just
a life hack.
Yeah, a little life hack for you.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Hey, Ben.
Yep.
I asked the waitress if my pancakes would be long.
Uh-huh.
She said, no, they'll be round.
Round, yeah. Kelly, I dated a really bad fortune teller once.
Yeah.
She said she just wasn't seeing any future with me.
Yeah. That's tough.
What a shame.
What a shame indeed. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
What do you call it when one banana eats another?
What?
Can of bananabolism.
Oh, gosh. Kelly, I dated a woman who had a kink for pouring liquid nitrogen on my junk.
Owie.
Don't kink shame, Kelly.
Okay.
Yeah, but we eventually broke it off.
Good. Owie.
Good news. It was a clean break.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you for that visual.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hey, Ben, I've created a dating app for cannibals.
Oh, okay.
It's called Tinder.
Oh. Swipe right.
Mm-hmm.
My poetry teacher said due to my dyslexia, I would fail the class, Kelly.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I already made 2 vases, 2 ashtrays, and a bowl, though.
Really good.
Pottery.
Talented.
Poetry.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Pinocchio hasn't had much luck on Tinder.
Uh-oh.
But what do you expect from a guy who's looking for a relationship with no strings attached?
Ah, this is true. Hey, Kelly, how did the hamburger introduce his new girlfriend?
How did the hamburger introduce his new girlfriend?
Meet Patty.
Yeah, that's cute.
Thanks.
I bet they have a really bright future together.
I'm hoping.
Hey, Ben.
Yep.
You know what annoys me?
What?
When you go around to someone's house and they make you take your shoes off at the front door.
Oh, no.
I mean, 9 times out of 10, they don't even have a bouncy castle.
Oh, my goodness.
What's the point?
The dumb luck. Hey, Kelly, what did Super Mario say to his girlfriend when he broke up with her?
What did Super Mario say to his girlfriend when he broke up with her?
It's not you, but it's me, Mario!
Okay, I think you have to be familiar with the game to really get that one.
Oh, gosh.
I liked the delivery, though.
Thanks.
It was really cute.
Yes, I try.
It's a cute voice. Hey, Ben, it's finally October.
Uh-huh.
Means all the cobwebs and dust in my house just became Halloween decorations.
That's right.
Life hack.
Winning at life.
Yeah.
Kelly, my daughter's teacher thinks that she has a low IQ judging by her homework.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. That's absurd because my daughter is perfectly normal. I do her homework myself.
Exactly. Oh, you should probably stop. It's not a good look for you. Hey, Ben. Renamed my toilet Jim instead of John.
Oh, okay.
People are really impressed when I tell them I go to the gym every morning.
Ah, very nice.
Yeah.
You know, Kelly, whenever I tell someone I slept like a baby, they always seem pleased. Yeah. I should probably find a different metaphor for waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning, screaming and covered in my own pee.
Absolutely.
It happens.
Your wife needs you to do that, too.
It happens.
Yeah. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Heard my husband say, "Hey!" from the other room.
Okay.
So I yelled back, "Must be the money!" Not realizing you just started a Zoom call. He did not find it remotely funny.
There it is. There it is. Well done. Well done. Kelly, my wife says I'm bad in bed.
Oh, that is really, that's harsh.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what she's talking about. I sleep 12 hours a day. I don't know why she would say that.
That's dumb.
I sleep 12 hours a day. I'm fine.
Oh, that's dumb.
I do not.
I'm really good at bed.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm not bad
at
bed at all.
I'm great at bed.
That's right.
I stay there 12 hours.
That's right.
What is your problem?
Yeah, I don't understand. All right, there
I'm
you go.
I'm amazing at bed.
You laugh, you lose there on 99.7 DJX, brought to you by the Caravan Comedy Club.